reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre and said, "How great is the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah, and how very grave their sin. I must go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me. And if not, I will know." Then Abraham came near and said, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not forgive it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just?" And the Lord said, "If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will forgive the whole place for their sake." Abraham answered, "Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. Suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5? And the Lord said, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." Again Abraham spoke to the Lord, "Suppose 40 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of the 40, I will not do it." Then Abraham said, "Oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak. Suppose 30 are found there." The Lord answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." Abraham said, "Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there." The Lord answered, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then Abraham said, "Oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak once more. Suppose 10 are found there." The Lord answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." The word of the Lord.
Call
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. For in Him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness in Him, who is the head of every ruler and authority. In Him also you were circumcised with a spiritual circumcision by putting off the body of flesh in the circumcision of Christ. When you were buried with Christ in baptism, you were also raised with Him through faith in the power of God who raised Christ from the dead. And when you were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with Him when He forgave us all our trespasses, erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands. He set this aside, nailing it to the cross. The word of the Lord.
Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. At that time Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when He finished praying, one of His disciples said to Him, "Master, teach us how to pray as John taught his disciples how to pray." And Jesus said to him, "When you pray, say this: Father, may your name be holy, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we willingly forgive all those who are indebted to us. And do not lead us to the test." Then He said to them, "Which of you who has a friend who comes to him in the middle of the night and cries out, 'My friend, loan me 3 loaves of bread, for I have a friend who has come in from the road and I have nothing to offer him,' and from inside the house he cries back, 'Be gone, I cannot help you. My children and I have gone to bed. I cannot give you what you need.' Well, I assure you, even if he does not give him what he needs for friendship's sake, because of his perseverance, he will give him everything he needs. And so I say to you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives, and those who seek find, and to those who knock, the door is opened. Which one of you fathers would give your child a snake when he asks for a fish? Or a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you, wicked as you are, know how to give good things to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? The Gospel of the Lord.